Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Coming down the stretch here on The Week in Philly, the Eagles battle the Washington Commanders Sunday in the NFC Championship game at the Link. Now, depending on when you are listening to this, you are either bursting with anticipation, celebrating, despondent, or some combination of all that. Now, when you talk Eagles, Ray Dinger is a legend when it comes to covering the team. Writer, analyst, he has seen it all in his career. And he is also a playwright. And with more on this, let's bring in our own Sabrina Boyd-Sir. And Sabrina, Ray's play Tommy and Me now was written in 2016, but it's currently being performed at People's Light in Malvern. First of all, tell us about this play for those not familiar.
Yeah, so the play is about Ray's lifelong friendship with Tommy McDonald. And for those who don't follow sports, kind of like myself, Tommy McDonald is a legendary Eagles player who played with them until 1964. Ray used to go up to the Eagles training camp with his family as a kid. Tommy McDonald was his favorite player, and that's where they met.
I asked him for an autograph. He said, yeah, sure. Here, you want to walk with me? You want to carry my helmet? The two of us walked to the practice field every day that we were up there. Every summer that he was in Philadelphia, which was seven summers, I kept coming back.
So they actually became friends, and they stayed connected through all the years that Tommy was playing. Ray was covering the Eagles. Then Ray wanted to make a push to get Tommy into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he succeeded. Ray got to actually give the speech at Tommy's induction.
This life journey that we took from the time that I was a little 10-year-old kid to 1998, when I'm giving the speech for him to go into the Hall of Fame, just seemed to be such a remarkable story and really such a beautiful story that I wanted to tell it.
So the show's just about their friendship, the relationship, and a little kid's dreams coming true.
Now, as we said, he wrote this several years ago, but I'm guessing it still doesn't get old to see it play out on stage. What is it like for Ray Dinger to see this work, you know, kind of come to life?
Yeah, for sure. I think he's really flattered and honestly surprised that it's done so well. This was his first play. He's written books. He's written for the screen. This was kind of a, you know, random idea that he just thought this would work well on stage, and it did. And he sounded the most proud when he was talking about who's come to see it. So a lot of former Eagles players have come. They've said it felt really accurate to them, which I think means a lot to him. And then he said he's really glad that Tommy got to see it before he died.
I came with his wife, his children, and his grandchildren, and he loved it. I mean, he really, really loved it. And that makes me feel good that he got to see it and he enjoyed it as much as he did.
What has been the reaction from people who have seen the play?
People love it. And the great thing is that they love it whether or not they're into sports. So Ray's been doing these talkbacks after every show. He says, of course, a lot of people come in wearing Eagles gear, and those people, he knows he's got them because it's an Eagles story. But It's the people who don't follow the team that then stay for the talkback and say how much it touched them. Some people walked away in tears, and he said that makes him really proud.
As a playwright, that makes me feel great. You know, when I wrote it, I didn't quite understand that part of it. There's a real power within that. The love between these two guys and the sense of this little boy's dream finally coming true and helping his hero share that dream is pretty powerful stuff.
At the end of the day, it's all storytelling, right? A good sports story is just a good story. I'm a theater person more than a sports person. And I think stories about people, emotions, it's just relatable to everyone.
And you were mentioning to me that Ray actually got a chance to play himself. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, he was a little nervous about it, it sounded like, but they needed an understudy. And they didn't have an understudy, but who better to play Ray Dittinger than Ray Dittinger himself? So he went on stage, and I'm not sure if that might have been his acting debut, which is kind of cool that he got to be in the show that he wrote.
No question about it. The legend of Ray Dittinger grows. And if someone wants to see Tommy and Me, how long will it be running in Malvern?
Well, it was supposed to close this weekend, but it actually got extended by popular demand. It's running through February 1st.
All right. Thank you very much, Sabrina. And that will do it for this edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Sabrina and Brian Seltzer. My name is Matt Leon. Thanks for listening and enjoy. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
The Week in Philly is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.